W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The world shattered another heat record. For the third straight day, global temperatures have hit an average of 63 degrees, which in the U.S. is closer to 95. Jonathan Foley's a climate scientist at Project Drawdown.
Probably for the foreseeable next 6 to 8 months or so, there's going to be probably a lot of these records shattered with the combination of warming and the El Nino.
Today again, millions are under dangerous heat advisories. WFOR TV meteorologist Dave Warren is in Miami.
We have a heat advisory 11 till 7 because these heat index values climbing up to about 105 to maybe as high as 109. It feels like it's in the mid-90s already.
The southeast and states out west will see similar forecasts. There are still a lot of questions over that powdery white substance found at the White House. CBS's Jared Hill is in Washington.
The U.S. Secret Service is now leading the probe to find out how a small bag of cocaine got into the White House.
The president thinks it's very important to get to the bottom of this.
A senior law enforcement official says the substance was found Sunday on the ground floor in a common area near the entry to the West Wing. It's close to a set of storage cubbies where visitors leave their cell phones during a tour. Investigators are trying to pull fingerprints off the bag.
Two firefighters died while putting out flames aboard a massive cargo ship carrying cars in Port Newark. Mayor Roz Baraka.
We had a response from fire service companies all over the state who came here to help us look for lost fire guys who unfortunately did not make it.
Several other firefighters were injured and taken to hospitals. Beware of drinking water straight from the tap. There's a new study that shows nearly half of U.S. faucets contain forever chemicals that could cause cancer and other health problems. Experts are encouraging homeowners to have their water tested. Twitter's got a new rival.
Meta has launched Threads, an Instagram app. It appears to target users looking for something other than the Twitter app, which has undergone many changes since Elon Musk has taken over. But CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur points out,
politicians, media executives, sports stars, entertainers, and all sorts of other people are still on Twitter.
That's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reporting. 10 million people signed up within hours of Threads launching last night.
Imperious, majestic. When needed, there really is no one quite like Novak.
And a standing ovation for Novak Djokovic at Wimbledon. He now joins Roger Federer and Serena Williams as the only players in tennis history to win 350 Grand Slam matches. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sweet Summer Sale, June 30th through July 10th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, outdoor summer cocktail party fit check. I've got a hot pink and orange bodycon dress paired with vintage sneakers. It'll definitely attract attention, but not from mosquitoes, because I'm wearing it with Off Clean Feel for 8 gorgeous hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. So I can sip, socialize, and flirt out there in the wild with absolutely unshakable confidence. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 76. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies. 80 tomorrow, cloudy. Upper 70s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much warmer, Sunday, with highs in the mid-80s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
And welcome back to the second hour of Up North News Radio for this Thursday, July 6th. It is National Fried Chicken Day. It is International Kissing Day. And coming up this hour, I know the term is cradle to grave, but we're going to go with from cradle to college, conservative non-support. There are plenty of Wisconsin politicians eager to make life a bit worse from cradle to college. Scott Ross is going to take us through the fight to tame student loan debt and the recent setback by conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court. Then at the bottom of the hour, in our hometown health segment, a postpartum doula will join Dr. Kristen Lyerly to talk about the benefits of extending women's post-pregnancy health care through Medicaid. And again, the latest setback by conservatives, this time in the Wisconsin legislature on that front. If you'd like to join the show, 844-967-2789 is the phone number. The email address is radio@upnorthnewswi.com. We were going to stick to serious subject matters with Scott Ross in this hour. We will get to them eventually. We did not finish our conversation on what is arguably an equally important matter to, you know, the global state of happiness, and that, of course, would be Yacht Rock. So Scott Ross is here. One of the few reasons I stayed on Twitter this long. So please, Scott, as I mentioned last hour, please tell me you're going to be migrating over to Threads as well, so that I don't have to monitor two platforms anymore.
Well, let me just say a couple things. Okay. Because there's a lot there. One, the broadcast later in the day. How dare Dr. Lyerly and women think this radical notion that they have the same rights as, you know, men folk like you and I.
Right.
The other thing is, I created a Threads account. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know that, you know, TweetDeck, you know, proves there is nothing that, you know, it's that joke of like, why is Mrs. Elon always on top? Well, because Elon can only screw up. But like, you know, it's just, you know, it's just,
TweetDeck was. TweetDeck was wonderful. It was, he showed up and just burned the platform to the ground.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, and that's the thing that about Threads, because it's not like Zuckerberg, you know, other than,
oh, he's no angel, no.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like he's not, you know, a Nazi Nepo, apartheid, yeah, emerald mine heir. But like he's one of the major reasons that we ended up having Trump.
Right.
You know, that and, you know, tens of millions of racists, they don't need this platform. Like neither one of them benefits from having a fully functioning platform, because mm-hmm. it is a vehicle in which their ridiculousness and the failure of their corporate, you know, mechanisms, machinations, whatever you want to say, is, you know, is best publicized by those platforms. So they want one that, like, they can make money off of, but they don't want it to work too well, in my opinion.
Right. And they'll, and look, they'll ruin Threads at some point, just like they've ruined Twitter and you know, the Facebook, what they did in 2016 through Cambridge Analytica. I get all
that. Well, I mean, we're routing it through Instagram. Like, I have an Instagram account that's not the same as my Twitter account because I lost the password to my old Instagram. I have, like, you know, 20, I follow like 20 people because it's just not my thing. I don't want this, you know, pictures of my face to be like the vehicle in which, like, I communicate, because that's, you know, leading with your chin, literally, and in my case, a really bad way. So,
all right. Well, I will be looking for you there anyway, in the hopes of that. All right. We were discussing Yacht Rock last time around, and I did not have a chance to go to my favorite website title so far this week, a Yacht Rock quiz. I can go for that. See what they did there? Little Hall and Oates.
There you go.
So we got time for a couple of questions. Then we're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk seriously about student loan debt. All right. This seminal Yacht Rock album took 2 years to record and was the most expensive record ever made at the time it was released in 1980. Is it the Doobie Brothers, The Captain and Me, Toto's Four, or Steely Dan's Gaucho?
I'll say Toto's Four.
It was Steely Dan's Gaucho. Yeah. All right. Which of the following artists is not considered a yacht rocker? Is it Robbie Dupree, Boss Skaggs, Jackson Brown?
Well, let me just say this, that's crazy that that's your question, because I was driving to another radio station affiliated with your network yesterday, and the traffic was terrible, and I had on, I just had my Apple on shuffle, and I got Robbie Dupree's Key Largo, which I think is the embodiment of, like, yacht rock, because it's really a terrible, terrible, unlistenable to song if you listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's Bertie Higgins is Key Largo. Robbie Dupree is Steal Away.
No, I will disagree with you, because I listened to Key Largo. I mean, it was there. It was up on the, you know, it was on my thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'll show you my phone, Pat. Don't go to the mattresses with me on this one, you know. But anyhow, yeah, I'll just claim whatever. My house was a Motown house. Like, my, you know, late 1960s parents were like Motown. But then my dad lost his job in the steel mill in 81, and we became a country music house. So when we had the revitalization of country with Garth Brooks, like, and I was in college, it sent a shiver in my spine, because I associated that with, like, poverty and my parents crying.
Getting back to the question now, Robbie,
sorry,
it's Jackson Brown who is not considered.
Was what I would have said.
Yacht rock. The other 14 questions we're going to save for sometime when I can have you on for another full hour. We're going to talk student loan debt and get your forecast from Weatherology and the Brewers Cubs from last night. All just ahead on this Thursday morning on Up North News Radio. We'll be back.
If you're searching for top-notch electrical service for your commercial or industrial property, connect with Current Electric in Wauwatosa. Current Electric offers a wide array of electrical services to clients in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. Celebrating 40 years of energizing and illuminating lives in southeastern Wisconsin, their dedicated team of superheroes can help with everything from parking lot lighting upgrades to office and business LED conversions, EV chargers to service upgrades. Call 262-295-2815 or log on to callcurrent.com.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
this summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Take my horse to the hotel room. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
We were discussing, apparently Apple Music is we're not going to blame Scott Ross for this one, but it was Bertie Higgins who did Key Largo, not Robbie Dupree. So somebody at Apple Music not up to speed on their Yacht Rock. Don't let the young people program the music. We're going to talk more about student loan debt with Scott Ross. We'll move away from the Yacht Rock here in just a second. But first, I've got some sports to tell you about. The Brewers and Cubs. For the second time this season, we watched the once unstoppable Devin Williams give up key hits in a save situation. A three-run ninth inning allowed the Cubs to beat the Brewers last night 4-3. Willie Adames hit his 13th homer. Freddie Peralta will get the start in game four this afternoon as the Brewers try to salvage a split from the series. The Cincinnati Reds come to town tomorrow night to start a weekend series, and then we have the All-Star break after that. So you can catch the Brewers on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. And over in Richland Center, it is news from the center on WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM. And we will get our forecasts from either Jennifer or Michael at Weatherology in a little bit once they're able to join us. And then Hometown Health is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Scott Ross is back with us now. And when for the many years that he was the executive director at One Wisconsin Now, one of the signature issues was student loan debt. They were among the very first in the country to call attention to just what a mammoth mountain and an economic impediment it had become. You finally get somebody in the White House in Joe Biden who recognizes that, tries to do something about it, and then you get the decision, the setback that you got at the U.S. Supreme Court. In the least colorful terms you can use, how did you take the Supreme Court decision rolling back the student loan debt relief?
Well, the United States Supreme Court is an illegitimate body at this point. And so I expected an illegitimate decision, which is exactly what the 45 million student loan borrowers in the United States and their families and the people who would like them to participate in the economy got. You know, it's a raw deal. It's ridiculous. You know, and I am no attorney, but, you know, if we can forgive $800 billion in PPP loans, I don't understand why we can't forgive $10,000 per person in student loan debt. And, you know, and I guess that would extend to the economy here. I mean, again, we know that on April 11th, 2020, the taxpayers forgave multimillionaire Robin Voss's $297,600 student or a PPP loan. And again, I don't know how giving a multimillionaire $300,000 somehow helps our economy, but not helping people, not giving people help to fully participate in the economy, that being the student loan borrowers, how, you know, not supporting them. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Student loan debt borrowers were not asking for a handout. They were not asking for special treatment. They were simply being asked to be treated for once fairly in an economy that has treated them completely and totally unfair because of the way in which higher.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin
or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This week's sponsor for Pet of the Week is Current Technologies and Kohler Generators, proud supporters of Southwood County Humane Society. They would also like to welcome you to Bark in the Park at historic Witterfield, home of the Raptors. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contest, groomer wars, and more. bring a donation, and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Bark in the Park, July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafter Game, 6:35 start. The 2023-24 Local and Lovin' It coupon book is out now in the community. Once again, you can pick up your books at many participating businesses and all six nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and even save tons in the area. This year's book has colorful fireworks on the cover, and it's their 10th anniversary. You'll continue to find great deals on food, drinks, golf, and groceries, and save money in most boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. You can even receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Play the contest and win gift certificates in the area. Find them on Facebook at Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine. Find books at A Pleasure Break Pools, Avocados Mexican Grill, Blessings Holistic Spa, Bow Wow Meow, Cal's Corner, The Collar Club, Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Danny Kay's Pub and Grill.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Pat, we pay for people's stuff all the time. You know, I pay for public schools. I don't have any kids, you know, but I went to public school. You know, we pay for farming subsidies. I'm not a farmer, although my mom was. You know, like, we pay for stuff as a society all the time. We pay for, you know, the law enforcement that helps protect the assets of the nine billionaires that the state legislature tried to give $2 million to in the last, you know, in the last budget that thankfully Governor Evers vetoed that part of it. You know, so I just disagree, like, that this one place. Again, Pat, you have to remember every single thing that was done in order to get us to this point. First and foremost, you know, we privatized Sallie Mae under the Clinton administration because Clinton wanted to have more Pell Grant money. And the Republicans who controlled Congress said, well, yeah, we can do that, but you have to, you know, privatize, you know, Sallie Mae. Then under Bush, we took any final protections in terms of bankruptcy away from student loan debt. So basically, we created a system where if you take out a student loan in the United States of America, Pat, you're going to pay for that, or you're dead, you know, or when you're dead, your kids are going to pay for it. And as a result of that, they, you know, the banks are like, we can, you know, lend as much money to people, the federal government, we can lend as much money to people as we want, because they are going to have to pay it back no matter what. And they're going to pay an exorbitant amount of interest on it. So it's just, you know, it's just patently false to pretend like student loans are somehow just like everything else, because they are drastically, dramatically different than every other thing. And like a lot of the, you know, boomers who we started when we started talking about student debt were like, well, when I went to college, I worked, you know, not all, but a lot, you know, are now like, well, I paid my loan, why don't you have to? Well, you know what? Let's not forget that, like, you know, up until like not too long, you know, in the last like 30 years, you basically got paid to go to college, you know, in the United States, because we wanted people to go to get higher education and technical college training, because we knew that that's what helped in many ways make America function as a democracy, function as a world power economically. And we've taken that away because we want to give, you know, tax breaks to rich people, because that's what Republicans do.
Well, let's get right to it then. That is the crux of it, is look, we have forgiven loans. You just mentioned PPP. Republicans were happy to do that because it was for the business class. And why do we provide tax breaks to the very wealthy? Because again, they're in the business class. Why don't more people just straight up call this what it is? It's an anti-university, anti-higher education bias. This has very little to do with the numbers. And I paid my loan back, so they should pay theirs back. There has been this almost generation-long bias where all we're hearing now is not everybody has to go to college. And that's true, but it's said in such a way as to make it acceptable to cut the UW system budget at a time of a $7 billion surplus. And yet it's still not fashionable for people to say, it's not fashionable for people like me to say, you guys just hate college and universities because you think that higher education has a liberal bias.
But I mean, Pat, like the pie, I mean, just as much, I mean, the number of people going to tech college in Wisconsin who can't get financial aid. I mean, it's like 30,000 eligible students every year are denied financial aid to go to, you know, to go to places like technical college because of the way we have dramatically underfunded education. And I'll give you a great example of this. Pat, in 1990, 10 cents of every general purpose revenue dollar in the state budget went to higher education. That is now down to like 2.5 cents 30 years later. And the, you know, obscenity of, for instance, correction spending that we put into the state budget. So it's just ridiculous. And we laid out $800 billion in PPP loans, and we've forgiven like something like 85% of those, including to, you know, members of Congress like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Nazi Green and, you know, guys like Robin Voss, $300,000. And again, I, you know, I'm a comms guy for good or ill. And I just think if you just remembered in 2022 in particular, how cowardly the Democrats were in terms of standing up for student debt, because their pollsters said, you know, their pollsters who, I've never met a pollster who had student loan debt in my life, you know, an established pollster out in D.C. And so as a result of them not having to deal with this economically, they don't understand that it's just it's such a different issue because you're economically, you know, indebted from the time you are like 18 until the time you're 50. You know, and it's not understanding the issue is why I think we've gotten so much terrible polling. And I, you know, we did polling for student debt back 10 years ago to try and figure out where people were at with it, because we wanted to be able to communicate with people about this issue in a place that we could meet them at. And the top thing that we found was that people supported, over 9 out of 10 voters supported the idea you should be able to refinance your student loan like you can a mortgage. And Pat, we had every single Democrat in the state legislature for 6 years co-author the student loan refinancing bill, and every single Republican voted against it every single time. Every member of Congress on the Republican side helped block student loan refinancing, which again has no fiscal cost. It just says that the, you know, you're going to get the rate that helps us pay for the administration of the program. We're no longer going to profiteer, because the federal government, for instance, in 2014, excuse me, made more off of student loans than ExxonMobil, the biggest corporation on planet Earth, made in profit, something like $45 billion. So it's just absurd. The problem is that student loan borrowers are fighting with one hand tied behind their back, because there, and I will just say it, there are so many Democrats who will not take on this issue. It didn't come up in the Senate race, for instance, the U.S. Senate race in, you know, that was here in the state. And I don't understand. People with student loan debt are most likely demographic to be voters. Why would you not try and communicate with them? It's insane.
I got just under a minute left. So just been asking, you know, where does this go from here? The Biden administration is looking at other avenues, but do you have any confidence that this issue can be advanced in the near term, or are we back to long range thinking on tackling this mountain of debt?
Well, I think it requires a little bit of relentlessness, and that's not something we always see. I mean, we hear about the maps, you know, here in the state of Wisconsin. I'd like to hear more about student loan debt. It feels like, you know, ever since we went away at One Wisconsin, there's nobody talking about it. Gives me a big sad face. And I say that because, you know, I got student loan debt for 26 years. I made my final payment on my 44th birthday, and it was like being economically paroled. You know, that was just sitting there.
I know. And again, you did a masterful job of educating me and others, but clearly there's a lot more folks we need to talk to about that and about music again sometime soon. Scott Ross, happy biking. Thanks for getting up early. I really appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, Pat. I appreciate it. And keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. When we come back, Kristen Lyerly and Kristen Quinn will join us in Hometown Health to talk about expanding Medicaid so that new moms up to a year out can have better health care. That's next. You're up north.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hail insurance is a critical part of your risk management plan. Here at Ag Country Farm Credit Services, our loan officers and insurance specialists work together to give you the best combination of risk management tools and hail insurance options. We'll analyze coverage levels and compare them to the cost of production and the crop revenue potential. Then we'll customize a hail plan to your specific operation. Contact your local Ag Country office to learn more.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
It's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course. Proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams, University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit UniversityRidge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun today with highs around 76. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 51. Tonight, mainly clear skies. 80 tomorrow, cloudy. Upper 70s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms. Turning much warmer, Sunday, with highs in the mid-80s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
There from, you know, nurses to, you know, people throughout the hospitals and clinics. There's doulas that we're going to be talking about today. And Kristen does so now for this week's Hometown Health. And we're going to tie in the Medicaid expansion that once again didn't happen in the new budget that got signed yesterday. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Let me tell you how I am for folks that missed the surprise birthday party that you threw for me yesterday. I'm still trying to get confetti out of my carpet and other places where it got tracked around yesterday. I was surprised. I was touched. But I'm also, my vacuum cleaner hates me right now because it's like, why don't you just spread some Easter grass around too and try to suck all that up? Good luck, you know, but.
I'm so glad that the confetti was actually your wife's concoction. Otherwise, yes, I'd be really feeling guilty right now.
Oh, when I told her about it, she said, "You didn't use the whole bag, did you?" And I was like, "No, let's just use a little bit." But a little bit of confetti goes a long way, at least that stuff. All right, let's turn to hometown health now and let you introduce Kristen Quinn and how it plays into this week's topic.
Yeah, so this week I wanted to shine a little light on the fourth trimester. We know pregnancy has three trimesters, but really there's a fourth trimester, and that's the postpartum period. The pregnancy is not over when the baby comes out, not by a long shot. And in this fourth trimester, we think of it in this very blissful, happy way, like you go home with your new baby and your life is amazing. And that's true in, like, you know, periods of time and for many women, but two-thirds of deaths occur in the postpartum period, and 90% of those deaths are preventable. And let's be really honest, our society doesn't support postpartum moms and families very well. We don't have paid family leave. We don't have adequate breastfeeding support in our work environments, in our society. Even we don't have access to fundamental medical care. And in Wisconsin, the GOP took it out of the budget. It was there, expanding Medicaid to one full year after birth, and the GOP took it out. But all hope is not lost, because all five members of the Committee on Insurance and Small Business voted by paper ballot, they've got a record, that they wanted to pass this year-long extension. So that's a good thing. Unfortunately, Robin Voss wants to encourage people to leave Medicaid as soon as possible, so he wants to take it out. So we're one of only seven states that hasn't passed Medicaid expansion. And I think we need to talk more about the need for this essential health care. And nobody understands it better than someone who takes care of women in the postpartum period. Kristen Quinn, postpartum doula, welcome to Hometown Health.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about, maybe people haven't heard about what a doula is. So tell us about what a doula is and maybe specifically what a postpartum doula does.
Sure. So the generic kind of term for a doula is a trained professional who serves others in with guidance and support. So there are different types of doulas, and the main one that people usually think of is a birth doula, and they provide prenatal care for the moms and also care around the birth. More uncommon is the postpartum doula, and they provide care, obviously, in the postpartum, that fourth trimester. And what a postpartum doula does is, after that hospital stay, well, actually, during that hospital stay, you have a lot of support and a lot of resources. You have your doctors, you have your nurses, you have your lactation consultants, and so on to support you. But after you leave the hospital, that support and help gets drastically reduced. So that's where the postpartum doula comes in and kind of takes over in that support. And the postpartum doula can help you find resources if you need, and they help with feeding care, infant care, physical care, errands, light cleaning. One of the big things that they do is help with emotional care. And in our training, we were trained to recognize the signs of perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. So we definitely help moms find their way if we recognize those signs.
That's huge, because often people don't recognize when they're experiencing signs of postpartum depression. I mean, think about it. You go home from the hospital, you've got this new baby, you're not sleeping, maybe you're struggling with breastfeeding, maybe things are a little, you know, hairy in your family because everything is turned on its head. So to have someone there who is an independent observer helping you figure out what's normal and what's not normal is incredibly valuable. Right. What kind of a family, what kind of a, who needs a postpartum doula like you?
I would say every mom would need that. I worked in OB as a RN for, I've been on the floor for 10 years and I had one myself because it's just, my husband went back to work and he is a great support system, but we just don't have the type of postpartum care that we need. Other developed countries have good set in systems where they have postpartum care and it looks like they're thriving better than our country is.
Mm-hmm. I always think of doulas as like back in the olden days when we had families that were home and you would go home and maybe your parents were there or you had siblings who could help out or you had big families. So you had older siblings, you know, that your child's older siblings who could pitch in. That's where the doulas really take over and can provide some of those services. And let's talk about a few of those services. You mentioned some of those things like light cleaning, running errands. You talk a little bit more about how you've been able to help some of the families that you've worked with in as they're taking care of their own lives in the postpartum period.
So usually with the postpartum, we talk about home care when the moms and babies are back home, where we focus on the family too, the family as a whole. And it's not just in the home environment if the mom doesn't want. It's very personalized care for each mom of what they need. So if they want us to come to the hospital and support them there while they are in postpartum in the hospital, we can do that too. Or if mom delivers early and she has a NICU baby, we can go support that baby if she wants us to. We can come support her at home. We can help with pumping, just getting those initial things started for them.
So that gets us into the whole notion of how, frankly, how it gets paid for, because there is, you know, there is health insurance coverage for those who can't afford it or it's provided at work. But for many others, there is a need for the Medicaid program, which again, helps prevent from the financial side, prevents those, you know, medical-induced bankruptcies. And from a healthcare side, you know, more stable, affordable healthcare coverage helps keep people healthy and alive. Kristen, Dr. Lyerly, can you start by explaining what is covered now through Badger Care Medicaid for only a certain amount of time? How much more time could be added to that coverage? I know you hinted at it earlier. And then we'll get into Kristen Quinn. too many Kristens here. Kristen Quinn's.
There are not ever too many Kristens.
talking about the benefits, the peace of mind, the health benefits that come to new moms when they know that they have stable, affordable coverage. But Dr. Lyerly, can you take us through the X's and O's of what Medicaid covers in Wisconsin right now?
Nearly half of births in Wisconsin are covered by Medicaid in Wisconsin right now. And that Medicaid coverage takes care of the entire prenatal course. So all of the care you receive up until the time that you have your baby, takes care of the delivery itself, and then 6 weeks of postpartum care. Last year, Governor Evers was able to sign a bill that would extend it for another few weeks, but really not enough. And that actually is caught up in the federal system right now. There's some talk about how they're not excited about going through all of the rigmarole of approving it, when really the goal and what every other 43 other states have expanded it to a full year of postpartum care. We know that women need one full year of postpartum care. So that's what we're going for here. And that's what women and families truly need and deserve.
And so Kristen Quinn, when that doesn't happen, and we talked about the stresses that you see, but can you tell us a bit about, you know, what women are going through, what families are going through in terms of, you know, dealing with the healthcare coverage, the finances of it, and the impact that that has on their health and their ability to properly care for newborns?
Right. So going into this business, I realized that there is no insurance coverage, at least that I'm aware of, unless you have really, really good insurance. So it is kind of a risk for me even, because it's all out of pocket pay. So there's nothing to be covered, but it would be amazing to get that system in there for that coverage to be in place.
And we know that doula care does make a difference in the prenatal time for women who are at high risk. Having a doula to walk with you, to answer your questions, to advocate for you, to make sure that you feel cared for. I think we have a tendency to feel like healthcare is about visiting your doctor and getting a prescription, but really it's about making sure that all of those fundamental things are there so that you can be as healthy as possible. So that is a priority, making sure that, you know, people are well taken care of. And that's what doulas do.
Right.
So if you want people to take something away from, you know, today's conversation about both the healthcare, health insurance coverage, and the way that they take care of themselves, their health, and their babies, and that feeling that they're often doing it alone, what is it that you'd like people to take away from today's conversation?
For me, it would just be that that the care shouldn't end when the mom and baby go home from the hospital. That fourth trimester is a very much needed time for the care, and we just don't have that in place yet. And it just needs to be in place, because it actually decreases the risk of the perinatal mood disorders.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I wanted to share too. I mean, we had got this conversation started because you reached out to tell me about Fit Moms on the Move, which is a community organization in the Appleton area that does offer additional support beyond doula care. Do you want to talk a little bit about what Fit Moms on the Move does?
Sure. So yes, I believe that community for moms is very important. So the FMMA, which is Fit Moms Motherhood Alliance, focuses on classes for education for moms prenatally and postpartum, and also fitness classes for them prenatally and postpartum. They also, one big thing that I love about their group is that they provide like a directory resource of local businesses and professionals who moms can look up on that list. And whatever issues they're having, they can be like, oh, I need this. And they can look up at that directory. And this group has interviewed them and put them as a top person on that list. So moms have that resource to use.
And again, that website is fitmomsonthemove.com/alliance. We'll take you right there. fitmomsonthemove.com. Kristen Quinn, thank you so much for helping us learn more about the role of a postpartum doula, the benefits of having affordable, stable coverage that you can count on and care that you can count on. It was really nice to be able to talk to you. Thanks for being part of this week's Hometown Health.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's definitely our pleasure. Kristen, we normally would talk to one Luke Mathers. He was actually allowed to go on vacation this week, apparently. So you know, maybe you just want to hang around and we'll pick up on Yacht Rock where Scott Ross and I left off. You game? Yeah, she is. That's yes, she's game. So
let's
all right,
do it.
Let's take a break. We'll be back after this. You're up north.
Call your local Bug Tussle rep today to find out how you can get free internet service. For Monroe, Juneau, and Adams counties, call Josh at 608-322-2190. For Jackson County, call Rhett at 715-771-3535. For Clark, Marathon, Wood, and Portage counties, call Ashley at 920-501-8717. And for Wisher and Wapaka counties, call Kate at 920-401-5470.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit therifens.com/disclosures.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Bartenders, are you ready to shake things up? Jammers Bar and Grill is seeking vibrant and energetic people like you to join their team. Once you join, your nights and weekends will be filled with excitement. Jammers Bar and Grill is also the go-to spot for parties and events. No experience? No problem. They'll train you to be a master mixologist. And the best part, their pay is as good as their customers. And they're the best. Join the team. Have fun. Make money. Stop by today and apply at Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road in Rapids.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
UK has a new lineup starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I was informed that you used to have a pom-pom routine to Rock Lobster, Dr. Lyerly.
Yeah, kicked on high school in 1986. This was one of my faves.
How much of the moves do you actually remember?
Not very many.
Okay. I can tell, by the way, you're kind of doing the little shark, you know, with your hand going across. I'm like, that was not part of it. You, there would have been a pom-pom in your hand, obviously.
It was. We set our pom-poms down so that we could do that with our white gloves on.
Okay. So now, Kristen, Aaron, you want to pick up where we left off on I Can Go For That, a Yacht Rock quiz?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I just point out that I think that Scott Ross is a little embarrassed about his love for the song Key Largo by Bertie Higgins?
I think he feels so betrayed that Apple Music has lied to him all this time with a display. And he showed me the display. It says Robbie Dupree on there when that's wrong. It's Bertie Higgins.
It's Bertie Higgins.
Yeah. All right. We all know that we learned earlier today, the song that earned a perfect 100 on the Yacht or Nyacht scale is What a Fool Believes. Who co-wrote What a Fool Believes with Michael McDonald? Was it Carly Simon, Jim Messina, or Kenny Loggins?
Kenny Loggins.
It was Kenny Loggins. Very good.
Woo! Yes.
All right. Let's see. Who takes the number one position in the Women of Yacht Rock countdown? Is it Nicolette Larson, Diana Ross, Lauren Wood?
Nicolette Larson.
That was my guess too, but it's wrong. It's Lauren Wood, best known for her single Fallen, which was featured in the movie Pretty Woman. It also, of course, has background vocals from Michael McDonald. Let's see. Which of these Lionel Richie songs earned the highest score on the Yacht or Nyacht scale? Would it be All Night Long, Hello, or Running with the Night?
All Night Long.
No, Running with the Night. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. This one's going to be just for Aaron because we're getting a little bit away from Yacht Rock. The Doobie Brothers were among the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2020 inductees. Which of the following acts concurrently joined the Doobies that year? So the Doobie Brothers went into the Rock Hall of Fame 2020 along with, was it R.E.M., the Notorious B.I.G., the J. Giles Band?
I can't remember when Notorious B.I.G. got inducted, but I'm going to go with him.
Biggie is correct. Yes. So I'd had R.E.M. and I was completely wrong on that. Kristen, did you have that one?
That was a toss up for me.
Uh-huh. So I'm not sure how long the Yacht or Nyacht scale has been around, but this was my first exposure to it, was getting set to do this and, realizing that, the playlist is a lot bigger than I thought. And that's because the definition has kind of expanded over time, because otherwise you're kind of stuck with the same 20 songs, you know, and it's now hundreds and hundreds of songs that this group of Yacht Rock aficionados, nerds, weirdos, whatever you want to call it, has given, whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to go down to the 50-50 line here. Again, any score 50 or above is Yacht Rock. Anything below it is not considered Yacht Rock. And so let me see if I can find. We talked about Jackson Browne, Somebody's Baby, coming up just short at 49.75.
Disagree.
Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together. Yacht or Nyacht?
It seems like it's early in the Yacht Rock era, but it has a Yacht Rock feel. So I'm going to go, I'm an all-inclusive, like all in. So I'm going to go Yacht.
It was an early one, 1975, and with a score of 51.75. Yes, it qualifies as Yacht Rock.
Just barely.
On this scale. It is not on the Pat Kreitlow scale of Yacht Rock. No, mm-hmm. that would not work. Here's Carla Bonhoff, Personally. You remember that song? The chorus is like,
I'm giving
to you personally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Yacht Rock or not, 1982.
Oh, yeah, I go Yacht Rock.
No, 47.75 on the Yacht Rock scale here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I mean, this should be a gimme, right? Boss Gags and the Lido Shuffle?
Mm-hmm. I would say yes.
No, 47.5.
But it's Boss Gags.
It's Boss Gags. I know. And that was that. Apparently, that is one of the great debates among yachtsters is Boss Gags included in Yacht Rock? And I'm like, how can it not be? That makes no sense.
Come on.
I know.
Where did you get this scale? Is the scale validated?
No, it's not validated. It's the internet, Kristen. It's the internet.
I think our listeners need to send us their favorite Yacht Rock song so we can make our own Yacht Rock list.
I would love nothing more than if people either blew up the comment section or the phones with songs that are or are not their qualify as Yacht Rock. Because, well, here, well, instead of quizzing, now I'm just going to rattle off a couple and you can react. The Joey Scarberry theme from The Greatest American Hero. There's no way that's Yacht Rock, and yet it gets a score of 56.25. You know,
it feels Yacht Rocky to me, though.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. We've got, Toto Hold the Line. Qualifies Toto. Kind of at the low end of it. Billy Ocean, Caribbean Queen. Now, I hear that on, some of the Yacht Rock channels all the time, but it says no with a 48.75.
That feels less.
Yeah, it does. It does. So let me go back up to the top here. I'm just going to rattle off. Let's see. This is everybody with a score of 95 or above, which would be, let's see, there's seven of them. That would be Rosanna by Toto.
For sure.
Kenny Loggins, Who's Right, Who's Wrong? I've never been a fan of that song. Airplay, Nothing You Can Do About It? I'm not sure about that one either.
Now you're to hear that one. Sometimes when you say the title, I don't know it, but when you play it, I'm like, oh, that one.
Yeah. Number four, counting our way up, Kenny Loggins, This Is It. Mm-hmm. A natural Yacht Rock tune.
We got a text of somebody else who loves Key Largo by Bertie Higgins. And
I love it too.
Know that it's Bertie Higgins. Let's see. Number three would be Michael McDonald. I keep forgetting. And number two, Kenny Loggins, Heart to Heart. And number one, the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. So there, you got all those in there. And like I said, Annalise Eicher, who also worked at One Wisconsin Now, she every year makes a big deal of sharing her Spotify playlist of Yacht Rock tunes. And I'm not on Spotify, although you all could be, because then you could subscribe to this radio show as a podcast. Go to Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcast. But... So I don't know what all is on her list, but I trust her with whatever she would want to share as some good summertime listening. But here now is Pat's dirty secret. Yacht Rock for many people, it's a summertime thing. It's Yacht Rock. It's summer. I listen to it all year long.
Bum,
I thought you said you were sharing a secret.
Aaron,
there was one point where I almost got you an easy button that would play Hall & Oates.
Oh no, you can't get an easy button that plays Hall & Oates because Dr. Kreitlow, and she waited till we were together like 20 years before telling me, not a Hall & Oates fan. And yet yesterday we made it to our 37th wedding anniversary, so we got that going for us.
If you're talking, they will hear. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So tell they hear
you. You can do it. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.